Transport Month. That is where we're in. We find ourselves in the midst of Transport Month, and we always wait for Transport Month to look at innovative ways of getting from A to B. Now, we're not badly placed as a city. We've got the MyCity bus. I wish we had, and I'm sure you would wish, that we had the Gautrain here as well. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? But one man who always looks at those solutions, who always looks at how you and I could find a better way to get to work, is none other than the Minister for Economic Opportunities in the Western Cape, Economic Opportunities, Agriculture, and a couple of other portfolios as well, Mr. Alan Windey, who I am starting to think is trying to gun for the Minister of Transport job in the province. Alan, good morning.
Morning, Kino. Definitely not.
Is Donald in the car with you? Is Donald in the car with you, Alan?
No, he's not, but on Thursday evening, it's First Thursdays, and Donald and Brett will be in my office where we'll be talking about transport, because transport is a key component of the economy.
Absolutely.
So I'm not gunning for his job, but he and I have to do this job together.
I was just joking, hey, by the way.
I know.
Now, are you part of something called Jumpin' Rides this morning, Alan? Just tell us a little bit, give us a little bit of detail around Jumpin' Rides.
Okay, so, you know, I mean, there's the whole transport discussion between trains, congested roads, Uber, taxis, your meter taxis, your minibus taxis. And then, of course, there's how the shared economy and disruption is really starting to make a difference in all of our lives. And Jumpin' Rides is this is the shared economy. This is a website. You go onto Jumpin' Rides, you lock a ride that you log a ride that you're looking for, and someone will share their car with you, and that's what's happened this morning. So I was collected this morning at my house in Claremont by Pauline. Tafiq was also with us, and we then drove into town, and we've shared the transport on getting to the office this morning.
Excellent.
So two less cars on the road because of sharing it, and you know, so this is the shared economy, and Jumpin' Rides is a new company here. They've been going for 7 months, a year, I think, and then operational for 7 months. And it's amazing. And it's not just getting to work, just chatting to Tafiq.
Alan, hold on, Alan. The Minister of Transport with us at the moment. I mean, sorry, Minister of Economic Opportunities. That's Wackhead, Sherlyn, and the team here today, Alan, to wish us happy birthday. Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday, Kino. Awesome. Talk.
Thank you very much. Thank you indeed. I need hugs from the ladies too. Sorry, Alan. I'll be back with you now.
Alan won't mind. He's a friend of KFM.
Oh, is he? Yeah. He listens to KFM about once a month.
Is he giving us good news today?
Say hi to Minister Windey.
Hello, Minister Windey. Have a fabulous day, sir.
And you too.
Darren, you want to say hi to the Minister?
Hi, Minister Windey. I've just moved here. I need my electricity and rates all connected. So maybe I'll call you later to find out how to do that. I've got the app. I've got it.
Thursdays, and we'll have a chat.
Okay. Thank you, Minister, Sir, Your Honour.
And that, of course, the KFM breakfast team. They are rocking, and they've just pulled in to say happy birthday to Cape Talk. It is our 20th birthday this month. Guys, love you guys lots. There we go. Alan, you were saying
what KFM has to do in hijack marketing is quite amazing these days.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they know that if they want to boost their income, they've got to gatecrash Cape Talk every now and then. So, yeah. Alan, just wrapping up, right? Jumpin' Rides, you were picked up, and what was that experience like for you?
Oh, amazing. I mean, and we had a nice chat this morning, and it was really cool. But I think what I was saying is Tafiq was telling me that that he also shared a ride to Rockin' the Days. So this is not only about just getting to work in the morning. This could be sharing rides anywhere in the country. When I first went onto the website, I saw someone sharing a ride between George and Cape Town.
Yeah.
So, getting to work in the morning, but also sharing in a wider berth, and very, very cost effective. And it is Transport Month, and I think that's what we've got to do this month.
Indeed.
We've got to find out how we improve our transport system. And some of it is really complex, which I'm sure we're going to have a discussion on Thursday between Brett, Donald, and myself, and whoever else is along. But of course, Those are complex things to fix the trains, to find out who actually is going. How do we land the competency of the trains into a much more manageable space? Right to what is the new stuff that's really going to help us get less cars on the road.
Now, you guys shouldn't be talking in your office. You should be taking advantage of spaces like this, Alan, so that you can have that. Obviously, you'll have the conversation with each other, but then have the conversation with the listeners out there would be great as well. It's sure it's something we can pull together.
Why don't you come and set up a mobile radio station in my office on Thursday evening? Of course, I don't know if there's any other ministry that's open on a Thursday evening until 9 o'clock. But come and set up a radio station then and get his radio listeners to take part in the debate as well.
Well, why don't we all get a nice little breakfast going? We get you to pay for the outside broadcast. And I like this. This is great. We're working on something here, Minister.
Good. Okay.
Minister Alan Windey, they're using Jump and Rides. And just to get it right, here is the Minister for Economic Opportunities in the Western Cape, Agriculture as well, working together with the Transport Minister and the city as well to try and find innovative ways of getting from A to B.